Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. Hi friends, happy Tuesday. I am so glad you're here. Today, I want to talk to you guys about being a bloodline-breaking mama and what that looks like. I feel like often a lot of millennial mamas like myself are all about breaking the chains and doing things different with the whole "it stops with me" talk. And we often wrap our identity with being a chain breaker based off of our own works and the things that we do, making sure we have the right parenting method, we're saving money, we have a strong marriage. My question for you is, what would happen if this parenting method that you hoped in so much didn't work out as much as you wanted it to? What would happen to your legacy if your financial plan went out the window? And what would happen if your marriage fell apart? Obviously, it's so good to have a plan. It's wise, right, and biblical. But are we placing our hope in these decisions or in these plans to be the bloodline breakers in our lives and the lives of our family instead of placing our hope in the bloodline breaker? Are we placing our hope in our circumstances or on the solid rock that is steadfast and immovable? Galatians 5:1 says, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." So many of us want to be the chain breaker in our family and in our bloodline, but our husbands left. We're dealing with the illness. We struggle with anger. It is time that we put down these burdens at the feet of Jesus and know that this chain breaker can do a heck of a lot more than we can with these 5 loaves and fishes. Our hope cannot be in our own strength, our wisdom or circumstances to be the bloodline breakers in our family. We are chain breakers in Christ alone. And let's pray that in all circumstances, our kids will know the power of God, that they will be no stranger to a mama that intercedes on her needs. They will know the promises of God and the power because they have seen it within their life. Mama, maybe you're like me and sometimes you feel like you failed, that you became the very family that you wanted to avoid. Let me tell you, God, He isn't done. Let me introduce you to the chain breaker. And you're not it. He is, and He can do so much with a mama who lives on her knees with the heart posture of Mary. Lord, let it be done as you have said. And He can use you, mama, to start a revival in your own home. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.